Episode 38, Reggie back in the house.
Hey, what's going on?
Man, dude, like I was concerned that you were going to just be 38K to zero again, you know, on TikTok, man. If y'all don't follow Reggie on TikTok, y'all got to go hit him up.
What's up?
I mean, honestly, bro, I think you're just like reporting the news and putting your thoughts and feelings behind it. Like, how is that a community violation? How is that?
Oh, man, they keep addressing and changing things left and right. But that's part of, you know, being a light worker. That's part of being and walking in the element of who I know for a fact I am.
Yeah.
Many people live their whole lives and really don't have an idea who they really are. No, I'm pretty sure I know 1,000% why I'm here.
Yeah.
And it's to expose that. It's to expose.
And they know you're after them. They got, oh, that dude's telling things we don't want them to hear. So it's like, you know, these puppet string pullers, you know, I mean, all you're doing, bro, is taking news article clips and, like, you know, the great transition, Joe Biden talking about this, right, this thing, like, in your face, just talking about it.
Right.
Like, hey, America's not going to be what you thought it was or what it was. And, like, they're bringing us to that one world order, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's part of, like, if you pay attention to, like, the video times that I've been here.
Yeah.
I've kind of stair-stepped you into seeing what's really the head of the snake. When we look at it, America, we don't understand that the Collins family are the ones that pretty much have been running America. They've went under different aliases. Columbus, District of Columbia. Ah, you see this. That's not even U.S. soil. What I feel we're seeing is the difference between, because you see, the New World Order is showing their face. Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah Harari. They're telling you that they want to put stuff in your brain, under your skin. When I was saying this almost to a year ago, it was like, oh, Reggie, I don't know. No. They're telling you now that that's what they're wanting to do.
Right.
The CEO of which I previously had vested into Nokia, he said the cell phones won't even exist in 2030. You know, it's going to be all in under the skin, right, and all this other stuff. Okay. I came with a set of DNA that God gave me. That's how I'm leaving. I don't know about everybody else. I've already made peace with the road that I'm choosing. And I still believe that that's going to split. You can live those simultaneously. What concerns me is out of their agenda, they're talking their agenda, but Russia and China is not on board. Neither is India. They're already on a gold-backed digital currency. So the possibility of Nasara Jassara is real. I don't know if I don't put all my eggs in that batch, you know, just to see if that's going to happen. You know, it sounds beautiful that Trump is that guy, yeah, but this family or these elite families throughout, even before the Napoleon era, have mastered the art of acting as enemies for a common cause. So I don't 100% say that he is. Is it to keep a revolution from happening amongst the patriots? Because you're seeing all this information, and it just seems like he's going to swoop in at the last second and save the day.
Right.
I don't know.
Do you think Trump and Elon Musk could just be a big juke? Because, you know, it might just be inevitable that all this plays out now, you know, China being the standard and the model of how the world's going to be and that type thing. I mean, do you think that Elon, because Elon, I know you've been talking about him, like, you know, everybody thinks that he's like leaning right now and like he's like on the side of the people now. Is he just the big juke of like getting everybody to love him so he can install Neuralink on everybody?
I'm not buying it. You know, I think we're in the era that we're going to have to choose which dimension we want to dwell in. Mm. The third dimensional version of this matrix, I call it Rockefeller's matrix, where we consume, work, eat, sleep, use the bathroom, be entertained 24/7, watch Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Or we can be in that fifth dimension to where we lean into our inner persons. And when I say fifth dimension, I could switch it and say to the love vibration, or I could switch it to, according to my faith, Yahshua or Jesus, we could say that element has a role in it. However you want to pitch it, the choice is ultimately at some point in time, no matter how this plays out, universal income is likely, and the choice to be connected to Terminator, I'll be back, iRobot.
Right.
Hey, transhumanism is real. That's their goal. Because what happens when you got billions of dollars, man? Like, for the average person, you just want to get to be free.
That's
you
it.
You know what I'm saying? You just want to get to just live your life and be free, enjoy some things. But those busters, man, they got so much money that they've surpassed those type of ambitions. And the only thing that's in front of them is their own morality. And so they're wanting to just put their conscience in artificial intelligence and live as gods forever. But I don't think that it's happening. The last time God's DNA got messed with, he flooded the earth. This time, he's changed the whole financial landscape. I do believe that there is a strong possibility that the power has been taken from these elite families, far as the amount of gold in their possession, because everybody's talking, but right now you can fact check me on this. The ruble and the yuan is the strongest currency on the planet. Okay. It's not the United States dollar. And I know that's hard to sink in. I told you at one point that this was going to happen 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Okay. It's happening now. So we have these sanctions over there. The ships are press pause. They're saying food shortage. How many plants are we up to? Processing plants that's just miraculously burnt down to the ground. I think it's like 54.
I think they said there's 10 weeks of wheat supply left, and that was like a week ago. 10 weeks in the whole world.
Well, there's 13 days of diesel. I don't know like if that means 13 days left. But I think there's a supply chain of 13 days that if something cuts off or whatever, there's your diesel. So we're living in very interesting times. And that's why I say you got to look within. And if I don't know if my people on here or people out there has seen Ready Player One.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ready Player One, he figures it out. I have to travel the path less traveled. I'm going to go reverse when everybody else is going this way.
Right.
So yesterday I did a thing. I was thinking about it. You have 20 million hits in a day to watch Johnny Depp. Rosie Rios says, my name is on $1.8 trillion. I've made more money than anybody in the history of the world.
Treasury Secretary, right? Right?
Yeah, now on Ripple XRP. And she's talking, and I look down at the view count, and it's 300 views. The black community, it's predicted that our income level by 2030 is zero. I'm not here to play games. I'm here to spit my knowledge and insight. So if you want to know what the millionaires are doing, top brokers, real estate agents, you financial advisors, pawn shop owners, silver and gold dealers. They are acquiring hard assets to hedge against hyperinflation. This happening all, that's what inflation is. It's the rich dudes realizing that the bridge is burning down. It's time for us to buy some assets. So one of the things that I want people to look at just right from the jump is your arena. You know, BlackRock's buying a lot of real estate right now.
Yep. Turning them all into rentals. Buying communities up, destroying them, and building like condos.
Yeah. I find that very interesting. So if you're not on a fixed rate, man.
Bad timing for that, as the rates could go up to about 8%, you know?
Yeah, so that's going back to the movie Ready Player One. You're going to have to play your own game. You're going to have to look within your own. Like, people ask me, Reggie, who do you trust? Reggie.
Right.
I trust Reggie. And I trust the spirit of Yahweh. I trust Jehovah Jireh, my provider. I trust Yahshua, the spirit that dwells within me. That's what I trust. So I've did Ready Player One, opposite of what the media and Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates have said the whole time. No matter what they say, I do the opposite. I'm just being honest with you. Right? And then I have people like, oh, well, you know, and I'm like, hey, you know, I don't know. It doesn't appear, because I work with you, that your immune, I've seen your immune system just decline at a rapid rate. You know, but you're telling me hydroxychloroquine is a extremely high and rich vitamin C is a bad choice. Well, I remember Dr. Stella. I remember her. They shushed her up very, 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 very quick. But I was like, I'm going to listen what this sister's got to say. Because she's saying some stuff I like. I want to see. That was my choice.
Yeah.
That was my choice.
That's what freedom's about.
Of how I chose to go about this. And then I was shown all the visions of shortages. So I had to connect the dots. I was like, God, why are you showing me this stuff? And I'm telling you, I'm showing things that, you know, if I sit here and just blurted them out, I would be like, yeah, Reggie, you might want to hang a left over here at the interstate. Take yourself right to the mental institute. But if it wasn't for me saying these things in faith of what God is showing me, and then they manifest, that's the difference.
Yeah.
Is that in time, the stuff, man. So, but I have to connect the dots. So I stick to two elements or three. The spiritual aspect is easy. Get your heart right. Get your heart right. If you got something wrong, if you got some wrongs that you've done to somebody, or, you know, you got some things that you got to do some shadow work on your heart, you got to forgive or whatever. Do that. This is a season to do that. Get your heart right.
Yeah.
Love unconditionally.
Right. And do the right thing. I mean, if you know that you're out there doing the wrong thing, that's never going to pay. I mean, you got to do the right thing. The right thing's the right thing forever.
Right.
So.
Second, physically, make this decision. I'm not claiming to be the skinniest guy on the planet, but I'm at, you know, maybe 2 or 3 weeks. Definitely, even to like chicken or whatever, I've erased it all my diet. Which, interestingly, I want to bring to attention.
I want to talk to McDonald's. I did. Yeah, McDonald's pulling out of Russia.
Well, you remember me saying who owns the most real estate?
Yep.
Okay. And then I just broke down a simple, you know, how many cows exist?
Yep.
How many humans exist?
Right.
We've been bamboozled, y'all. The hamburger, I don't know.
You can put
your faith in it if you want.
Right.
But there's a thing, like, when you look at human trafficking, when you look at anything going into this future, I got some stuff I want to be able to serve people, to be able to take from this video it maybe make some investments. I mean, it's not financial advice, but whatever. You cannot think with your just left brain. You know, and then your left brain serves you well when you connect, you know, you plan and, you know, data driven, et cetera, et cetera. But I didn't invest into Google because I was left brain thinking. I shut off my imagination. The imagination is way faster. It's image and action. So when I talk about human trafficking, first of all, let's look at the back of the dollar bill. That is not Moses' God. They're not talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Bohemian Grove, that big owl out there that they're worshiping, that's Moloch. And in Leviticus, Moloch demands child sacrifices. So we're talking about a major restaurant that's all of a sudden disappearing out of Russia. See, the New World Order, World Economic Council, they stay away from talking about what Russia and China is doing. They're not on their currency system, which is interesting. You know, what's going on? And then now you have this powerhouse food industry just saying, oh, well, we're not going to hear because they're in Ukraine. That's $2.5 billion annually. And you're just shutting it off? $2.5 billion? Come on, y'all, I'm sorry. Let's get back to how many cows exist compared to humans. All right, let's say that there's 1 million children that must disappear every year. I'm not going to come out and say. I'll let you just draw those conclusions up in your head.
I told somebody that was a possibility, and they looked at me like I was crazy. But I mean, at this point, I'm not going to be surprised if that's the case. You know?
Well, you know, but you have to think underground tunnels, trains that can move at rates that I'm telling you, things that you cannot imagine exist. These tunnels and things exist. So what we're seeing is biblical. It's biblical. Now, is it biblical in the essence that the ones, because you have to realize when you look at scripture, especially our Bible, that scripture was written by it was put together by Constantine for political gain. So many elements of the Bible is not, I still believe it is an inspired word of God. There's many truths to it, but not everything's in there. So we're only seeing. How did they know? Because this family put it together. And this is ancient blood. This is an ancient evil. All right. So when you see that, and I know this is a red button topic, I won't state my opinion on it. But when we're seeing what's going on with abortions, let's focus on how they're shifting the power from federal to the states. Okay. Because if we're being technical, the corporation of the United States, Biden's the president of that, it's bankrupt. The Federal Reserve is backed into the Treasury. That's why it don't matter what the plunge team does. That stock market ain't going to look no different than what it's looking this week. It's not good. It's not good. We are not in a good place. So what the World Economic Forum is saying, because most Americans don't know that on the 22nd through the 28th at Davos, the World Economic Forum, led by Klaus Schwab, was saying, along with maybe, don't hunt either 164, 194, whatever, but the United States was in that to vote for their sovereignty to be taken over. So then
through medical tyranny, right?
Yeah, right. So, but I'm at this frequency that where God's showing me, I'm at a frequency that everywhere I go, I have to chime down. But let's ask ourselves, who owns Antifa? Who owns Black Lives Matter? Who owns these? they are triggering events for chaos. So you can switch that power right over to Klaus Schwab and his crew. But if the power has moved back to a state's level, and then technically it appears that we are the corporation of the United States, but we're really the United States of America again, then you can't shift that power. And what if there is a rainbow currency? What if Nassar Jassar is true and you have a United States currency that is now backed by gold alongside with Russia and China? Can you see, I'm trying to help wake you. Can you see the battle is not you, but your Biden opinions and Trump opinions? This is the big dogs playing chess. And that, and I would like to say we were pawns. No, it's for our soul. And you're going to have to choose which team you're on. It's good or evil. I believe amongst us, I don't know your political affiliation, or amongst peer-to-peers in America, we have people who are conservatives. We have people who are liberal. We have people who are independent. I'm more of an open-minded person. I'll tell you what I like to do. I like taking data. I have visions. But I like taking data from just average, everyday people, different podcasts, and just, I mean, a plethora of things. And then I make my own education. Who do I tell you I trust?
Reggie.
I trust Reggie.
Exactly. That's what it should be. You take in the information, you process the information, and your gut and your mind collaborate together to give you what you think and feels right. And that, I mean, that's all for me. It's freedom. And it's the ability to do what I want, how I want to do it. And the people that align with that the most is the people I'm going to rock with. You know, the people that align with the goals I have, the way that I think, those are the people I'm going to rock with.
Right. So I had a guy who was telling me, he was like, Reggie, you know, I don't know about this stuff you're talking about, this digital currency stuff. I don't know, man. And I was like, listen, CNN and Fox, they're both owned by Vanguard, BlackRock. Okay, so your information is based off of what the media is programming your brain to believe,
and that's why I love your content, bro. And that's why I'm saying you're just reporting the news that's available in your way. I'd rather hear it from you than NBC Nightly News. You know,
right?
I'd rather get my information from your TikTok account any day than getting it regurgitated from somebody that has to behold to the agenda, the propaganda that they're trying to put out.
Oh yeah. 100%. I mean, I remember at the first when it was talking about why they was going lockdown or whatever, I think the number was the crystal number was 33. Like every freaking television station in America.
Yeah.
Local or national.
Yeah.
33 deaths.
Yeah.
And what's sad is they've driven the ratings so low that now when people hear inflation, when people hear
food shortages,
they're checked out. No one's hearing. And that's something that you actually probably should pay attention to. I've been watching the ports in Shanghai that this is war, and you're seeing that the stuff is not being shipped here. So that's interesting to see what's going on with that fact. But like I told the guy, I was like, listen, my five top mentors, three of them were presidents of banks and are now crypto addicts. Two was one's a broker and another one's a financial advisor. I'm on a team of 4,000 people, over 20,000 hours of research. I'm not listening to CNN.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking at you and tell you, I've Ready Player One this thing. I went left when everybody was going right. I got XRP at 10 cents. I mean, right now it's in like 38, either 40. You got XDC now has hit uphold. That's XFIN. This technology is what's going to run the new financial system. Algorand, Hedera Hashgraph. I mean, these are big time things to look into. And when Shaka Zulu, and I'm speaking to my people, when Shaka Zulu got defeated by the Europeans, he sat and he just thought to himself, how does one trick a monkey? They show them shiny things. If we look back at the O.J. Simpson case, you're seeing Windows and everything, all these new companies IPOing that you could have invested in. But what was you doing? Watching O.J. I remember we actually watched that in school. It was different back then, wasn't it, man?
It was.
It was different. I remember watching O.J. No matter where I was going, it was like the soap opera.
Yeah.
But you got all these massive shifts going to happen. And that's what's happening right now. Everybody's watching Giant Dip, whatever. They don't realize that we are switching to a new quantum financial system. And I've seen the blueprints of the quantum computers. There's a company called Stellar Lumens. XLM. And it reminds me of Shaka Zulu's story. Because everybody is focused on all these other coins. And the one, in my opinion, that's pretty daggone powerful is XLM. This is just based on my research, based on being on a team. You know, so I'm not just going off loose cannon and say, oh, well, you know, la, 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 la. No, I could tell you right now. There's a thing called Lobster Wallet. Okay. You can stake your XLM. You could purchase Ethereum. You could purchase Bitcoin. You could purchase XRP. You can even purchase some of these smaller, they're not small companies. They're nestled, ready to IPO, man. When this thing switches, like there's one company, it's like a solar bank. So you get your package, and it's got like a freaking solar panel to it. This is like people in a tribe in Africa, and you could do your banking because the world's going to be on a universal universal income. Because artificial intelligence is outsourcing the jobs. What we're seeing right now is an eradication of the middle class. So I say this with all serenity. This Lobster Wallet, it's got some hacky stuff or whatever, but you can't have the typical logical thought process. You have to graduate into a fifth dimension where the logic does not imply to, even though it implies to the time that you're in, but you're also in a time to where it's transforming as simultaneously. So a Lobster Wallet, I ask myself, I look at all these companies that you're able to take XLM mistake, XLM. So there's one company called Stronghold. This is SHX. I mean, this is beast technology. This is Web 3.0. This is real world soft company, peer-to-peer transactions. You can get like 360 tokens or assets for if you stake 5XLM. 5XLM, right now XLM is like 12 cents. What is it going to be? But you remember, we go back to Shaka Zulu. Hey, some people, if they can't wrap their head around it, they will not make moves. And there's a reason why we have Rosie Rios telling the whole world, my name is on $1.8 trillion. And 300 something. At the time I watched it, 300 people was viewing it. But we got 20 million people listening to Johnny Depp. Yes. No.
Right.
Yes. No. And you know what? They're actors. They're professional actors. You feel me? Yep. So they're going to, you know, they're only playing their roles. They're playing their parts. So we're in a time, man. We got to definitely be awake, but you're going to have to trust. You're going to have to trust that voice within you. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, so tell me this real quick. So you've been thinking that they're juking you in a lot of ways. You're talking about, you know, them talking more freely about the UFO stuff. Mm-hmm. That's them coming for your faith, right?
Oh, yeah, like because, okay, that's a good topic. Yeah. When you see, remember I told you that they would, I think there's even like card games or whatever, I've even heard people say that they're planning on like an alien attack or whatever. And then what that does, if you have no hope, your gas is what, let's just say $10 a gallon. Your rent, your lease is up, right? Your lease is up, and then your landlord says, the new rate is double of that.
Yeah.
And you say, what?
That's happening.
Oh, it's happening, man. Yeah. And large scale. So the point that I'm saying is if you're just demoralized, you're going to have to be in a position. Maybe you have to take this universal income.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, these jokers are telling you the aliens are coming for us. And then they have like some kind of weird proof or whatever that they've put on TV, and it just steals your faith. I'm looking at you and telling you, I'm in the fifth dimension. I've already ascended. I've already seen all this. My faith in Yahshua is intact. It's never going to budge. Because that name causes many things to tremble. And when he returns, it is not going to be in the same form or fashion that people think it is. So we have so many things that we could be walking right into. I mean, I'm talking about like if we was to really do the numbers on, we would be devastated on what has happened. I won't speak in it for detail, but genocide is a kind word. It's a kind word.
But I think that's what the most elite, powerful people, they want to eliminate.
They're telling you.
Yeah, they want to eliminate a bunch of the population.
Right.
You know, it's climbing to, I think you put the stats up, it's almost at 8 billion. Mm-hmm. They want to get rid of like all the third world for sure.
Right. Well, when I seen that, man, I was thinking to myself, I said, that's just a lot. This number cannot be correct.
Right.
But anyways, that's neither here nor there. So let's get on Bill Gates, man.
Yeah.
Let's get on. I mean, this dude pretty much.
How's he qualified in this area for him to even have a voice to speak on these types of things? That's the kicker for me is,
well,
this is a computer guy talking about, you know, like vaccines and eugenics and like whatever. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, man. Well, I'll tell you what right now, brother. Hey, the truth makes sense. If you gotta put a bunch of stuff in you like, well, you know, I'm done with you. I'm done with you right from the jump.
Yeah.
If you got that many, there's some hesitation in your voice. But if you start investigating, man, even from everybody had a response to the lockdown.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, my response was according to my visions and so forth. My response was the economic piece. Mm. And then I seen that during the swine flu or the Spanish flu, you have a Gates giving out the stuff. And I'm like, yo, it's kind of similar. Like, okay, let's go. And then you start researching, you realize that, you know, he's pretty much handed that computer company. And then you start realizing the computers was, I remember back then, I mean, I'm 42, but I can remember those computers.
Yeah.
They were pretty good. But all of a sudden they come down with this sickness. And all of a sudden, Bill, he had a cure for it. It made him a billionaire.
Yeah.
He caused the problem in the computers and then gave you
the solution
and made billions off of it. Now, why is he owning all this farmland? Why is he invested in baby formula? Why is he invested into the new monkey pot? Like, this dude is causing the problems. And for me, man, I just want to tell people, you can trust that cat if you want to. Nah, I'm good. I'm not trusting nothing that comes out of Bill Gates' mouth.
I mean, that is suspicious.
Or Klaus Schwab, dude, the dude looks like, you ever seen, well, there's a show that Michael Myers, I think that's his name, the guy that played, Yeah, baby. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What is that dude's name?
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers, right. Yeah, but he has a new tidbit like where he's like exposing the powerful families.
Yeah,
it's pretty neat. It's on Netflix. But anyway, the point that I want to make is you're going to have to trust yourself. You're going to have to realize that our stock market has not been in a good place. You're going to have to realize that the yuan, the ruble, is backed by gold, and right now it's considered the strongest currencies in the world. You have to understand that this housing thing is a pandemic in itself. It is. And it's happening at a rapid rate. Now, you know, that's a major issue for some. That's a major issue for some people who are a single mother that's renting. That's a major issue.
Major.
And in America, we got to get back to where we actually give a shit about the person beside us and realize that it's not about this Biden or this Trump. This is about us surviving as humanity.
Yeah, we were looking up the population, like just the average kids in a family right now. We're not replacing enough to maintain like the population we have. It's declining in a big way, just because I guess of all the things they're putting in you to stop creation, you know, to stop people from having kids.
A testosterone level in the average 20-year-old is that of a 60-year-old man. Like, they keep talking about evolve, like humans. No, we have degressed.
Because of a plan to control that population. You know, I think more women today can't have kids than probably ever before. They got to go get doctors, you know, assistance to create if they want to create.
Yeah, I mean, I seen a video and it's just the mindset. This dude was screaming, if you're with tough, you don't need no gun. If you are tough, I just want to like have this invisible hand and just come to the screen and just slap the taste out of him. I'm like, bro, do you not realize what would happen? Oh my gosh, especially, I'm going to be honest with you, for black people, we ain't been treated the best. I don't trust. I mean, that's something that naturally comes to me. And that's why I like to tell people, like, you know, my girl Candace, man, I love, she makes my brain tingle. I got to think when she speaks. Whoopi makes my head hurt. The second she speaks, I'm like, I can't do this.
You gotta like,
I can't do things. Yeah, right. But does it make me less black because I like Candace? And see, we gotta get beyond those cultural ridiculous things. And you know, that's why I share the info that I have. Lobster Wallet, XLM, XRP, HBAR, Algorand, XDC, these companies. Precious metals, real estate, you know, make moves, have a, you know, 6 month supply of you know, food.
I was going to ask you, if you had $5K right now and you had to put that in investment for everything that you're talking about, what would you do? What would you buy? What would you be prepared for with that $5,000?
Oh, wow. So $5K, right from the bat, I'm going to take two and I'm going to put it in those companies that I list, XRP, XLM.
So you're buying crypto, you get ready, you're getting ready to be able to trade in those forms, you know, as that becomes more, the public is more aware of that and all the money starts to flow that way.
Right, because I think the window for the common guy is closing and that's it. You know, it's not a whole lot you're going to be able to do as an individual to hedge against hyperinflation.
Well, and the destruction of the dollar, right? So you're doing that because the dollar isn't going to trade as well as these other things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely, I'd put 1,000 into precious metals.
So gold, silver.
Mm-hmm. 1,000 into food supply. You know, canned food,
dry
foods, whatever. Yeah. Right. And then I'd have 1,000 cash out of the bank.
Gotcha.
That's the move that I would make.
Gotcha.
Because if we look at the true value of gold right now is $70,000 an ounce. That's the true value. It's been suppressed. Right. The spot that might be 1,800, 1,900, yeah, somewhere around there, along with silver. But in the Great Depression, what made people lose their homes was they couldn't pay their property taxes. You know, so if you have an ounce of silver, that's going to get you down. You don't want to put your silver, you don't keep your silver on persons at your house. You're going to have to keep it somewhere else. But think different. You got to look within. Spend this time, because I really do believe by June, we're going to see that there's a financial shift coming.
Yeah. So this month.
Yeah. At some point in this month, we're going to see. It's going to be visible.
Gotcha.
July. I mean, if there are shortages, mid-July toward late July, we're going to start seeing some things or whatever. Use this time, because I am spiritual. I do know that I'm a light worker. Some people say, oh, yeah, but you're not a Jew. No, there's many things that we're not taught, People of color are from the 12 tribes of Israel. I know what I experience. It's not, if people don't believe me, there's nothing I can do about it. This thing is spiritual, okay? Because the God that they serve is Lucifer. And it's real to them. Why would 200 of the world's largest, most powerful people be out in the woods worshiping an owl? Why would you have so much of this Illuminati and all these things tied into our music industry and our entertainment industry? Like, why? Okay. Why do you have all that weird stuff on the back of the dollar bill? There's a reason why. And even in high level Freemasonry, they'll tell you the God of light, Lucifer. So this is spiritual. So you can have this time to get your heart right. You choose which kind of path you're willing to walk. Are you willing to say, I'm going to not go be in the matrix and I'll grow my own food for the rest of my life? Because you might have to. I don't know. Get your heart right. Physically, start making decisions. Is meat a necessity? Because right now it's not cheap. You know, you could be taking your meat and say, oh, well. But, you know, I would take, if I had $100, I would take 10 and buy, under $10, you can buy XRP, XLM. You could buy all those
for
under $10.
No matter the amount of money you have, you would invest something in that form.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make moves. Like, that is something. You don't have to be rich. You can make these moves. The worst move to do is be like the people in the 1920s who thought it was going to be horse and buggy for the rest of their life.
And then the car showed up.
Yeah. Now, back then, if you would have bought bonds, real estate, and oil, you'd been sitting a whole lot differently. So imagine what I'm telling you is like a genie popped up in your era. And you hear these companies and you don't even bother researching them. You didn't bother researching? So, I mean, like, even if I had just $10, like, a can of food in this type of hyperinflationary event would become currency. So you have to think differently, despite what you see. I always tell myself, but, you know, be careful with how you store things, because once again, we're living in a world where it's a dog eat dog world. You have to be careful where you keep things, whatever. All my stuff is not on my persons. But I have a community. See, that's the thing. And I want to stay
important.
Yeah.
I think if anything, any advice, I think is that's the big key, is to have your people, like, develop those relationships, get deep in those relationships. Because when that does happen, if you're out there stranded alone, you have almost no hope. Right. Would you agree?
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So community is so huge. So huge. And you could be making these moves. So, you know, make moves logically. Make moves spiritually, make moves physically, economically, you know, make moves based on what you're seeing. But if you listen, like if you listen to any of the cats on the media, they're not telling you this. Oh, well, you know, gas is just whatever. No. You know, there's people that if you got to work, you know, 24 hours or whatever, and then 15 of the hours is cut up in gas. That's real, bro. And then your renter, your landlord saying, hey, I got a dude right here that can give me, he can give me $1,500 for this thing. And you're like, well, oh, man, can you give me a little time? He's like, hey, he got the full deposit. And 3 months in advance right now.
Yep.
Sorry, can't do it. But I got to eat too. And that's where it's going to be.
It is.
And, you know, that's how it's going to be. So.
It's going to be interesting. These next three months, I think, is going to be very interesting on a lot of different fronts. The landscape of where we are and the things that they're talking about. I think by the end of the middle, end of September, like, you know, just in my business, you know, like, you know, we're a little bit behind on volume. We're a little bit behind on units. We're going to see, you know, the landscape of the real estate, how that's going to flow, the $10 a gallon gas. Like, man, I just pray that that's not going to hit us, you know.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I mean, like.
Like something happens and something corrects or like something happens and we don't have to go through that.
Man, I used to do videos and I say, please, is there somebody out there that could prove me wrong?
Right.
I used to beg for it.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, man, I remember doing a video during lockdown. I was like, hey, all y'all worried about this. I'm looking at you and telling you, we got a whole different demon we're going to have to face. Man, I got called every name under the book, you know, false prophet, a fear monger or whatever. But I'm just trying, as part of what a light worker does, a light worker sheds light on a place that other people can't see. And it's up to you to choose.
Take action. You know, I've heard
you want to believe that.
I've heard you enough. I think we've seen the things that you talk about manifest. I think, you know, It would be ridiculous for us not to take action since we're so connected. Like, I'm ready to take action on all that stuff. I'm in a financial position where I can actually invest in that type stuff. So mm-hmm. I'm going to be picking your brain in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to be like doing some digging and investing and putting these crypto wallets together. I mean, I just got a crypto.com account. I just bought a couple, you know, Dogecoin, you know, just joking around, you know, Shiba, you know, just thinking I'm going to take it from like, you know, fractions of a penny to a penny, you know, but like what you're talking about is actually real. Like these companies are really building this infrastructure of the financial system. So like I'm ready to really get serious about that. So,
right. Well, you know, my phone I mean, I'm engulfed in.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm engulfed in crypto, bro. Right
does
now,
your phone just ding all day, like with notifications, like, you know, with all the comments and likes and things that you got going through TikTok?
I do more of like research on my own, but I do get like messages. Hey Reggie, can you please look at this video? What's your thoughts on or whatever? And if it's in line with what I'm seeing, you know, but we got to look at this as like assets. What if it's just a currency reset? This happened before. Maybe all the spiritual aspects of it, you know, is right. But, you know, I'm looking at you and tell you, I've seen ancient civilizations, celestial beings, angels, demons. I've been shown many things in visions. I've never been shown anything about exactly when God is coming back or when exactly. There's no time. So you have to plan spiritually, but you also logic. Like, it can be just a currency reset. They did this before. You know, I've already seen the quantum computers. I've seen them spiritually, and I've seen blueprints. Like, these companies, they're going to revolutionize the way the world even operates.
And, you know, there's some fear about that, and there's some excitement to that, too, other than it's going to displace a lot of people in the workforce. But we're living, like you, I think you said in a couple episodes back, we're actually living through something we could have never imagined. Like, this is like a shift in the way life is going to be, and it's going to happen in our lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
Which is crazy.
I never forget. I never forget being shown a green mist coming from Asia, and it just started affecting the whole world. A lot of stuff is about that. This coming out. I mean, I did some research the other day. Oh, I can't remember. I can't remember the exact time, but honest to God, the smallpox that they handed out had AIDS in it. The things that they were saying they were treating, it had AIDS in it. So we need to be in a time that we're really alert. And I think the beautiful thing for humanity is the World Economic Forum did not want this type of exposure. Spiritually, Lucifer has left. And so is his alter ego, Satan. They don't have the things that they used to have. They're cornered. And they're going to throw a hissy fit. Because when you're scared and cornered, you could be dangerous. And we need to be mindful of this hissy fit. What's that going to look like? They keep trying to throw things out there and do this, that's whatever. You know, you have all these shootings and then things like this nature. They're wanting to, I mean, like the Buffalo shooting, the black guy that died, he had created a car that ran on water. But all of a sudden he's up in the mix, whatever. Not degrading these families. I say you need to protect yourself no matter where you are, because, you know, my dad's a pastor of a predominantly black church. So when you look at George Soros, he don't want people to know that he's funding Black Lives Matter.
Right.
And he's the one triggering these race wars.
Right. Yeah, because he knows the only way to conquer us is to divide us.
Right. That's the point that I want. That's the part of being a light worker is, hey, our issue is them.
It's not our problem, not us. It's us versus them.
I think in the last case, what's the guy's name who helped me out? Because I'm not fully caught up to speed with it. Because I know the Patriots love his dude. He just took the court. He just took the assessment or whatever, who was working with Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah. The lawyer that just got found innocent.
Right.
Yeah, that was trying to frame Trump or whatever.
But the notion is that the defense attorney or whatever, he did that to expose the corruption. So the world sees now that even with hard evidence, they shook it off. So they're showing America needs to really wake up. Your issue is not your brother and sister that has a political view that they have been brainwashed with. We have all been brainwashed. We have all been preemptive programmed.
Propagandized.
Yep. All of us have. But I can love you and through your thought processes when I understand that your thought process is generationally handed down to you from preemptive programming. And we have a common enemy that's just wanting to put a chip in our brain. His name is Klaus Schwab. That, to me, there's where I draw a hard line in the sand. And I don't care what I have to face, bro. I'm being dead serious right here. I don't care what I have to face. I'm not putting a brain chip. I'm not getting a chip in my brain, bro. It's not going to happen. Or under my skin. It's not, because that goes against everything in my faith. Because the faith speaks of that, doesn't it? In Revelations, it speaks of you cannot buy or sell without these marks. Not interested. I've made peace with, I come to earth with the DNA that God gave me. That's exactly how I'm leaving. No matter what I got to face, I'm at peace with it.
I'm with that.
Right. But I want to end on this, bro. Yeah. Hey, I want to end on hope. Hope is, people lean on it too hard, but it's also good to have hope. There is a representation of good that's fighting this evil. And it doesn't seem it doesn't make sense. Because I remember, man, watching when we was over in Desert Storm. Do you remember?
Yeah.
There was like day-to-day full-blown coverage of everything that's going on, whatever. Yeah. Man, you getting old pictures and all these weird things going on. I'm like, man, what's going on over there? Like, you're showing me something that somebody else could pull up. And it's really weird. But if you listen to George Soros talk, they have aged and they don't get that their tactics or technology is exposing the very things that they're intending to do. So if you show me a video that was really in 19 or let's say 2008, somebody's going to find that. And that's what's happening. So you're like, we're completely in the dark of what's really going on over there. Yeah. Completely in the dark. You know, we're not being shown. I feel we're in the dark period because the news is not showing us. We can't, if you post anything on YouTube, it's shut down. If you like, I've shared a video that the World Health Organization was voting on the 22nd through the 28th to take the United States of America's sovereignty. And the video got banned. I got put on a 5-day hold.
I couldn't even message you until today.
Right. That's why, because I shared, hey, y'all are watching Johnny Depp. You might want to watch this. Right. These people are wanting to control you in ways that you cannot imagine. Right. And that's what we got to ante up for. And I think America, I think we're strong enough to do it. I really do. Because the numbers are plummeting straight to the ground. Yeah. I think it said today that even California is like, Joe, I'm sorry.
Right.
We're done with you, dude.
Yeah.
So there's an intention. There's something going on. Okay. So
it'll be interesting, the political landscape, you know, coming into 2022 and how that's going to roll over and if Biden's going to get primaried, you know, mm-hmm. if somebody will come out and actually primary the president, the current sitting president, that could happen. Mm. So I am I am, you know, but in the meantime, how badly will they destroy us? You know, how badly will they weaken us?
How far
will they take us to the brink until somebody can come in and actually correct all this bad leadership that we have?
Right.
You know,
it's what God tell people. If we look at it biblically, people say, hey, the rapture and all this other things, whatever. All that stuff is what it is. It'll be what it'll be. But nonetheless, the financial system's going to, you're going to have a chessboard where they swipe all the pieces off there. If it is Nassar Jassar, the pieces are being swiped off. If it is the New World Order, and they're issuing a new centralized digital currency that controls all of the globe, once again, they've got to clean the deck. So you're looking at, no matter which way you look at it, spiritually, whether it's the good version or worse, the crappy version, either way, this thing has to touch ground and have a hard reset at some point. So what we're looking at, I believe that if there is a Nassar Jassar, I'm convinced that it's possible. Because
Base case scenario, right? That's the best case.
Well, I mean, let's look at it. You have the New World Order, World Economic Forum. They're talking about their digital currency, but it's not backed by anything. And then what are you going to buy it with? And then you have what represents 60% of the population of the world is now on a gold standard. We're seeing this battle. And that could be Nassar, because what happens is, let me use your imagination here. Just imagine all the countries in the world having a currency backed by gold. Like, it probably wouldn't be a bad idea to buy the Vietnamese dong right now, if you can grab hold of it, because if it goes back to its natural balance rate, like a clean playing field, that's what Nassar Jassar would do. It would be a clean playing field for all countries. The need for war, the need for all this other stuff. See, all that stuff is triggered by the elite families. So if you're not under that, then you can, you know, so you look at your transactions and you're moving money all over the world. That's XRP. You could ride those currencies over the back of XRP. And your peer-to-peer is XLM. That's a beautiful narrative, if it's true. But like I tell everyone in my team, and I'm telling you, I'm telling any person, I don't believe in luck. If I sell, my goal is to hit 100,000 books sold. If I sell those, it's because I created a book. It's not luck. Luck is preparation meeting opportunity. So you got to put yourself in luck's path. Why is the SEC so desperately trying to suppress XRP? Put yourself in luck's path. If that is the case, right now you could buy all the coins I told you for under $10. What's stopping you? Yeah, what's stopping you from educating yourself? Right. Yeah, man, I'm just looking at you and telling you, but my thought process isn't based on an individual term. Community is so big. And having these conversations right now, when I tell my wife, I said, I want three things. When it looks like in the future, I want the cave on my wall. Like, we noticed what the cavemen, we noticed what the ancient Sumerians were doing. This dude didn't roll with these cats, man. This person believed in freedom of humanity. There's so much more we can be. I mean, I wrote a novel in 3 months in my prefrontal cortex. I've learned how to marry my left and right brain. And I'm telling you, you hit a place when you're working like that, man. When you're creating like that, you're at a place. Like, even you, it don't matter. You can apply it to whatever you do in life. our brain is so much more powerful than what we have been allowed to be, to have determined. I always tell people, they're like, oh, well, you know, I said, that's Rockefeller's education. You only know what Rockefeller wants you to know. You know, what do we know about the Moroccans? What do we know what the true representation of the cherry tree of George Washington? What do we know about mud floods, currency resets that's already happened, civilizations rebirthed, reeducated, and you only knowing what you've been taught? It's happened several times, okay? And they're wanting to do it again.
Well, like I said, the wild time to be alive, you know, to go through that experience, you know, I would encourage everybody to run over to your TikTok. You know, you got that Rumble page, Smart Move.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
You should just repurpose all of your downloads when you post. You ought to just repurpose them on Rumble. Let them live there. So if you do get that account wiped, then you still got a building point to shoot them all over to until, you know, you get it up and running again. Because I know you, bro, you're going to just strap it up and start from zero and do it again.
Yeah, I mean, I get stuff like, well, you're just trying to get views. I just laugh. I'm like, oh yeah, okay. I'm not trying to get views. My job is to just be a voice, to shed light.
Well, we appreciate your voice. We appreciate the time, man. In a month, we'll get you back in here and we'll do it all over again. If that's cool.
Yeah, we'll definitely see what's up. Things to look for once again is June through November. I've kind of been shown that these are, hold on, somebody's trying to, I can't go live, I'm on a podcast. Anyway, June through November, very critical times for us in America. Be diligent. If you're hearing my voice, prepare and pay attention to what's going on. But also live and love. That's so huge, that's key, man. Live and love. You know, don't stop loving life. Right. You know what I'm saying? That's very important as well. God bless everybody. I appreciate you for having me on.
Hey, man, all the time, man. We love having you. And everybody that supports us, watches us, we love y'all. We appreciate y'all. If you're not not over on YouTube, hey, go over on YouTube, subscribe to the channel. Scott Bunn, Finding Your Place. Reggie, thanks a lot, brother.
Oh, no problem.
We'll hit y'all next time.